on Clear Channel. This is Kentuckiana's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
84 WHAS, Louisville.
News on the hour.
Good morning, 11 o'clock at News Radio 84 WHAS. I'm Chris Chandler. U.S. Senate candidate Tom Barlow has finally conceded victory in the Democratic primary. He's conceding, conceding victory this morning to Lois Weinberg and promising a party united for the general election.
Ms. Weinberg is the victor, and I acknowledge her as the winner by 958 votes out of 460,000 that were cast.
Barlow says he felt it was his responsibility to hold to the last minute for the sake of the voters. He wished his opponent well. These results won't be official till the State Board of Elections meets June 14th to certify the election. Coming up on 1101 at News Radio 84 WHAS.
Swope Discount Auto Center, Skywatch 84 traffic on Mark Travis. Good news, we're getting 71 southbound south of Bugner back to normal there. We had a semi that overturned. Traffic is still backed up, though. It's going to take a while to get that cleared out. We have still have a couple of accidents working at Bardstown Road at Tyler Lane and Poplar Level Road at the Watterson. Swope Discount Auto Center, 12 dealerships, including Sam Swope BMW and Lexus of Louisville, the ultimate performance and luxury center. Nobody walks away. I'm Mark Travis in the Skywatch 84 WHAS Traffic Center.
A dozen new lawsuits against the Archdiocese of Louisville filed this morning. The bishop in Lexington is named in one of them. That's just one day after he again proclaimed his innocence. We're going to look at the new suits this hour. We'll have more details on what's in them coming up later on. A verdict in the trial of Kennedy cousin Michael Skakel. We don't yet know what it is. The deliberations had resumed this morning, one day after jurors asked to rehear the legal definitions that would guide their decision. Skakel's lawyer had predicted a decision was close. No word on when the verdict will be announced. It should be within the next few minutes. He pitched the plan to the American people last night, and today he's trying to sell it to Congress.
President Bush met with congressional leaders a little while ago, asked them to quickly pass his plan for a new Department of Homeland Security. The president also talked about today's rescue attempt of American hostages in the Philippines. Philippine troops got into a gun battle with Muslim guerrillas who were holding American missionaries Martin and Gracia Burnham for the past year. Martin Burnham was killed, his wife wounded, but she was rescued. More on what Mr. Bush had to say about the rescue operation. Maybe ABC's Ann Compton standing by live at the White House. Ann?
President Bush says he will phone the Burnham family in Kansas, but the tragic killing of Martin Burnham in the Philippine Army rescue prompted the president to call the president of the Philippines.
She assured me that the Philippine government would hold the terrorist group accountable for how they treated these Americans, that justice would be done.
No American forces were part of that rescue, Doug.
ABC's Ann Compton live in the White House. The Senate's approved an anti-terrorism bill, but the president may veto it, says it's too expensive. Doug Limerick, ABC News.
10:00, 11:03 at News Radio 84 WHAS. As the search resumes in Salt Lake City for that missing 14-year-old girl, her father now has been hospitalized after collapsing from exhaustion. Edward Smart hasn't had much sleep since his daughter Elizabeth was apparently kidnapped from her bedroom by an armed man early Wednesday. Kidnapped American missionary is dead, his wife hospitalized after U.S.-trained Philippine troops attempted a daring rescue. Not known yet whether Martin Burnham was the victim of rebel or friendly fire. And Monica Lewinsky has finally had her day in court, but this time as a juror. The former White House intern was called for jury duty yesterday in a New York state court. Lewinsky cried. Teary-eyed Monica Lewinsky told lawyers she didn't think she could be fair in the personal injury lawsuit. Lewinsky began crying profusely when she was questioned by the mean attorneys. The lawyer's request, the judge excused Lewinsky from jury duty. On Wall Street, just before the 11 o'clock hour, bad day again. The Dow down 118 points now, 95.07. The NASDAQ is down 47 points so far today, 15.08. Coming up, a check of the weekend, WHAS Storm Team forecast. It's 11:04 at News Radio 84 at WHAS.
Is that a brown-headed nuthatch?
No, I think it's a pine.
Bird watching in Blackwater River State Forest. Another adventurous vacation idea brought to you by Visit Florida. For a free vacation guide, go to flausa.com or call 888-5-FLA-USA.
Come on, left. Ooh. Oh, man.
Playing golf on the 17th hole at TPC at Sawgrass. Another adventurous vacation idea brought to you by Visit Florida. For a free vacation guide, go to FLAUSA.com or call 888-5-FLA-USA.
Achoo!
Taking prescription allergy medication but not getting all the relief you need? You need Benadryl Allergy, proven better than the leading prescription antihistamine. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl to be a full 54% more effective at relieving your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. So get Benadryl and get on with your day. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription antihistamine.
Use as directed. Effects seen on total nasal symptoms with Benadryl Allergy at 50 milligram dose 3 times daily.
When Brian and Amy decided to sell their home, someone was there to make sure that things went smoothly. Someone was there to help them see it through a buyer's eyes. Someone was there to help price it, show it, close it. And when Brian and Amy found the house they wanted to buy, someone else helped them get through that process just as smoothly.
Congratulations, we did it.
If you're thinking about selling your home, work with someone who'll work with you. We're realtors. Real estate is our life. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Continuous, in-depth team coverage.
America will always be the target because we are so successful in having freedom and liberty for all.
News Radio 84, WHAS. Depend on it.
WHAS Storm Team Forecast.
This is Storm Team Meteorologist Kristen Cornett. Cloudy this morning, but as we head through the afternoon, look for those clouds to decrease, becoming partly cloudy with a high of 80. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop to 60 degrees, and mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 86. That's your Storm Team forecast. I'm Meteorologist Kristen Cornett.
66 degrees now, and just in, Michael Skakel's been found guilty of murdering a 15-year-old neighbor in Greenwich, Connecticut in 1975. Skakel's a Kennedy family cousin, and he could get life in prison. I'm Chris Chandler, News Radio 84 WHA. Ask Kentuckiana's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
84 WHAS, the Jane Norris Show. Kathy Woods is here with me in studio. It's supposed to be What Should Be Friday, but I'm not sure that it is. Baker Dillahaye's given up.
Oh, we all have one big beef, Jay.
Yes. And Michael Skakel has just been found guilty of the murder of Martha Moxley. You know who you can thank for that?
The guy?
Mark Furman.
Yes, Mark Furman.
You can thank Mark Furman.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Well, I mean, he wrote a book with Michael Dunn or David Dunn after the whole O.J. Simpson trial was concluded. He wrote this book, and they reviewed all that information. As a matter of fact, I think he was here on the show. Mm-hmm. And they then reinitiated the investigation about her death.
Mm-hmm. And I think her mother has been a thorn in the side of the police department there locally. Also, for all these years, it must be awfully rewarding to her.
For her. Yeah, but you have to understand Greenwich, Connecticut is one of the richest communities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the police department isn't exactly what I would call crack.
Right.
And no offense to them, but I don't think that, you know, the rich families that live in Greenwich don't want that kind of policing.
Yeah, they don't want their secrets out.
That's right. And so it is a credit to Mr. Furman that case was solved. And mm-hmm. I think that he was wrongly tarred, I think, in the O.J. Simpson investigation. And so happy to see him sort of exonerated in a sense. I wonder if they're going to have him as an expert on TV.
I don't know. I'd say
no. He would be a perfect guest for this show.
If we would go on,
but,
I'd go after
But we
it.
Don't have a show. So that's not going to happen. At least not right now. Joe Elliott, he'd be a perfect guest for your show, though.
I would love to have Mark Furman on. I tell you, Jane, I am stunned by that verdict because this is my problem, I guess. But listening to all the experts, all the talking head lawyers, they talked about how awful the prosecution's case was and how, you know, it's a 25-year-old case, and nobody's going to convict, and yada, yada. Here we are. Guilty verdict today.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
How about that? That is an amazing story.
But the guy, through the years, has basically admitted that he murdered her.
Well, that's it. I mean, he has admitted it a couple of different times that he killed her, and so, I don't know. I'm kind of surprised, though. I'm surprised they were able to make it stick with the way that some of these things went down, but it is a big story today. There's no question about that.
Now, will you be talking about it on the show tonight?
I don't know. Probably. I'll certainly mention it some, but we'll probably go in some other directions tonight as well because we've got some big local stories. The whole question about the YMCA, I'm sure you saw this story.
Right.
They're denying the family memberships to the same-sex couples, and some of the same-sex couples are very upset about that, so that'll be one of the things we'll talk about tonight. But you're really the big story here today, Jane. Yeah, okay. I know this is a little bit of an uncomfortable position for you because you're used to talking about
When the host becomes the subject.
All right. But if you would permit me for just 15 seconds to talk about you like you're not here.
All right.
All right, folks, I know there's a lot of people who are sad today, but you really should not be sad, because if you're like me, you like to see good things happen to good people, and really good things. I mean, I just know this because I know this is how Jane is. She takes on life. Really good things are going to happen to Jane in a very short time.
Woo.
So nobody should be sad. People should be excited for you and happy for you, because I know good things are going to happen for you.
You are so correct, sir. I think that's true, too. I am forever the optimist, and that is what I wish for myself. New challenges, new opportunities, new city, and I'm really psyched. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's one of the reasons that you've been as successful as you are, Jane, because you really take things on. You go out there and you make things happen. But we sure are going to miss you in this town. You've seen the outpouring from people over the past several days. You're really going to be missed in this town. There's no question about it.
Well, you're going to be doing the show, aren't you?
I'm going to be doing my show and the midday show for a while.
How do you do that, Joe? That's hard.
Well, I'm going to do my show about three nights a week. I'm going to do the middle-of-the-day show for a while. And I think very soon we'll have a new host in that time slot, at which time I'll go back to nights full-time. So that is the plan. We'll be talking about the issues of the day. We'll be missing you, but we'll be talking about the issues of the day starting Monday morning.
All right. Don't be surprised if I call you on the phone some night.
Call me anytime, Jane. I always love to hear from you.
Well, and you know, WHAS, 48 states and all of that.
We'll be there.
All right.
Good luck, Jane.
Thanks, Joe.
Nice working with you.
Bye-bye. Joe Elliott, he'll be your host. And are you producing for him, Kathy, for next week?
Yes, I'll be helping him out, you know, through the transition. And earlier you said if anybody stole What's Your Beef, you were going to come after them with a vengeance.
Yes.
Well, Joe's not going to do What's Your Beef, so.
Good. Okay. Well, that's powerful, and I feel good about that. Now, are you going to go get Mark Furman for me?
I may just try.
All right. I don't know where he lives.
That's where my prowess comes in, and my expertise.
I can't remember where he lives. Somewhere, I think, in the
Oregon,
Northeast.
I think.
Oregon, yeah. That's, I was going to say Seattle, but maybe it is Oregon. You're right about that. Joining us on the line this morning, Senator David Williams. I thought I just talked to you the other day, Senator Williams.
Well, you did, Jane, but I couldn't miss this opportunity to call and personally thank you, and thank you on behalf of the citizens of the entire Commonwealth for providing an uncensored and forum for the public to discuss issues. There's no editor on your show. You have an opportunity for people to call in with an open line and express their opinions. And you've been very valuable, not only to the metropolitan area, but to the entire state, to allow us an opportunity to make sure that we get an open discussion. And we're going to miss you very much. We've had two great losses in the last few months in the Jefferson County, Louisville area that have impacted the state, and that's Dr. John Shoemaker and Jane Norris. Oh. And we're going to miss both of you individuals. Both of you came to us as outsiders, and you were taken into our hearts, and you'll always be there, and you've contributed greatly to this Commonwealth. And as President of the Senate, and as personally, I just want to call in and tell you that.
I'm honored by that, sir, and I thank you so much, and all the vilification that you have been subjected to, and I occasionally receive some of my own. I know how difficult that can be. But, you know, one of the things I like about you is that you have backbone. You stand up. It doesn't matter what they say, and you're not doing it for political purposes. You're doing it because you're standing on your beliefs. And that is unusual in politics today. I really admire that about you.
Well, thank you very much, Jane. And there's a little ditty I learned one time about your future. It says, "My heart is warmed by friends I've made, and better friends I'll not be knowing. But there isn't a road I wouldn't take, no matter where it's going." And I hope the road leads you to many more successes. And I know some community out there is going to be very blessed by your presence.
You're so sweet. Thank you very much, Senator Williams. Good luck to you.
Thanks again.
All right. Hey, thank Bye-bye. You, sir. Bye-bye. Hang in there. No taxpayer dollars for the governor's race.
That's right.
Just repeat.
And build the bridge.
Repeat that mantra. No taxpayer dollars for the governor's race. Craig Hoffman is calling in from Wave 3. Mr. Hoffman, honored and a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Well, I feel terrible you're leaving, Jane, like everybody else. I've listened to you for the past 8 years, and it's just like, gosh, what's this community going to do without this fine commodity?
You know, did you ever hear that Groucho Marx song, "Hello, I Must Be Going"?
Oh, yeah.
"I came to say I cannot stay. I can't sing it, but I will just verse it for you." That's the way I feel today. You know, I wish Groucho were here.
And I want to be surprised. I want to be surprised that somewhere or the other, you know, I heard John Asher say, "You got to come back to Derby Day and the Downs and everything. You love the Downs." But I think you'll get back here sooner or later, whether it's through another venue with your show or whether it's visitations. And Yeah, you can't stay in Kentucky and Southern Indiana for 8 years like you've done, and done a great job, I think, and just disappear. I don't think the people are going to allow you to do it. And I heard Tony talking about being a pioneer, and I think if I'm a woman out there, and I'd be a little outraged that a woman's voice and a voice for, I think, conservative and moderate causes is leaving.
Yeah,
and
I don't want people to be outraged. I hope that they understand that. Each host, and you know this well, even though you are a news reporter and a news anchor, you understand, though, I think, that each host brings to their show their belief system and the things that they are passionate about, and whatever host fills this chair will have the same duty. You can't fake it on talk radio.
You can, and you've done a wonderful job. I think this community also should know that you've been on MSNBC, you've been on CNN, so you haven't just represented this area, you've represented the Louisville, Metro Louisville, all across the country by appearing on those shows. And also, we have Wave 3 Listens on every morning with Don G now, but people here need to realize it was the Jay Norris Show that allowed Wave 3 Listens to get to the way it is today by doing a mid-morning TV show a few years ago, and you did a great job with that.
Thank you very much, and I want to thank all my friends at Wave 3 for their help, especially getting me on MSNBC. You've been real helpful and cooperative in that, and for the launch that you gave me in television, which I'm sure I will be doing more of.
Well, I hope you do more of, and I hope we hear more from you. I know you have other people who want to call and get in, but did you get my gift?
No.
You didn't get it. You haven't checked your answering machine.
Okay. Oh, did you leave me a long ramble?
No. See, I didn't leave you one at all. You always accuse me of leaving you long answering machine messages.
You leave me these long rambling messages. But I love you. Thank you, Craig.
All right, Jane. Best of luck to you.
Bye-bye now. Bye. Craig Hoffman, anchor and reporter on Wave 3. Okay. Oh, gosh. Just 15 minutes left. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay tuned. Jane Norris on 84 WHAS. Swope Discount Auto Center, Skywatch 84 traffic this morning with Mark Travis. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Jane, and good morning, everyone. We have an accident at Shelbyville Road at the Watterson involving a motorcycle. Be careful traveling there. I-71 southbound at the Buckner exit. The road is reopened, but traffic is still very heavy due to an overturned semi. Also, Watterson eastbound before I-64 in the east end. We have a stranded motorist. And Bardstown at Tyler, we're finishing up an accident there. This report, a service of Budget Car Sales on 84 WHAS.
The Slasher Trail is back. It's back, and it's bigger and better than ever. Two big days, two giant locations, and 50 truckloads of cars. $10,000 cars will be slashed by $4,000, $5,000, and $6,000 this Saturday and Sunday. Budget Car and Truck Sale.
It's a tough burden, always being right, but he can handle it. Catch Rush Limbaugh on 84 WHAS, weekdays noon to 3.
All Kentucky Humane Society adoption fees for adult cats 1 year and older are waived during the month of June. Cats are spayed or neutered and receive vaccinations. $10 pet ID, $7.50 licensing fee are required. Visit them today or call 366-3355.
You know, one thing I like about tennis is that the players make their own calls. And that kind of honesty is what I found at the heating and air conditioning company called AirServe. I had an AirServe technician come by the Mets house for an air conditioner inspection. He didn't try to sell me a new air conditioner. Some service people do that, you know, but not AirServe. Joey Link was the technician, and his 25-point service and inspection was really precise. Nothing was overlooked because AirServe has special video equipment that can look deep inside the air conditioner. Best of all, AirServe has what they call a no-quibble money-back guarantee on all air quality and air conditioning services and products. Especially like that no-quibble part. Your guaranteed service as well as quality. AirServe is ready 24-7 at 561-0011 with no overtime or emergency fees. AirServe carries quality products like Train. It's hard to stop a train. AirServe is ready 24-7 at 561-0011.
Eddie?
Hi, Mike.
It's been, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
Wow, remember when we worked at Mr. Fish, those flounder hats?
Remember the manager?
Mr. Zipperman. What are you doing now?
I work at Mr. Fish.
Wow.
What about you?
I just started a new job in hospital administration.
How'd you find that?
LouisvilleHelpWanted.com.
What's that?
It's the online way to find a great job with great benefits.
I used to check the newspaper classifieds, but all the jobs seem to be minimum wage.
LouisvilleHelpWanted.com.
You already send it.
You can peruse ads 24 hours a day, even post your resume.
Well, I'm afraid of getting laid off. I don't even want to tempt fate by looking for another job.
Sounds like the perfect time to check out LouisvilleHelpWanted.com.
And I just got promoted to third assistant fish fryer.
Congratulations. Hey, remember Zipperman's daughter, that weird girl who always smelled like halibut?
Cynthia.
Yeah, what the heck happened to her?
I married her.
Good for...
Wow.
LouisvilleHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Improve your job today. Apply online right now at LouisvilleHelpWanted.com.
not just Help Wanted, LouisvilleHelpWanted.com.
Pete has no cat feet. He has no mule ears. He has no seal tail.
Hi, I'm John Lant, president of Frontline Phonics, and that little boy reading is in preschool. Every day I talk with parents just like you who are looking for a way to make learning to read fun and easy. With our program, your child can start reading words after only 5 letters and books after only 8 letters. And within just 3.5 weeks, he can be reading his first book. It's that easy. Developed by teachers, Frontline Phonics is rated as the number one beginning reading program in the nation by the Education Source. In fact, 3 of my own children learned to read with this program before starting kindergarten. Call 1-800-YES-READ and I'll rush you a free video showing you how other children are having success with reading every day. Don't wait. Call 1-800-YES-READ. 1-800-YES-READ.
The excitement of thoroughbred racing action and more during the spring meet at Churchill Downs.
Nothing says summer like a cookout with friends. Don't miss the Brew and Barbecue Festival Saturday and Sunday in the infield of Churchill Downs. The festival features the region's finest barbecue restaurants, ice-cold beer, and live music, including Survivor on Saturday and country superstar Andy Griggs on Sunday. Plus, register for the Ford Excursion giveaway sponsored by Kraft Foods and International Engine Corporation. For more info, visit ChurchillDowns.com.
This is Storm Team Meteorologist Kristen Cornett. Cloudy this morning, but as we head through the afternoon, look for those clouds to decrease, becoming partly cloudy with a high of 80. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop to 60 degrees, and mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 86. That's Storm Team Forecast. I'm Meteorologist Kristen Cornett.
68 degrees. Partly... What do you think that is, Kathy?
Oh. Positive. Partly sunny.
Partly sunny. I don't see any sun out here. On 84 WHAS, Baker Jill LaHaye. By the way, good music selection lately.
Thank you. I've went and found some of this stuff.
Where did you find some of this stuff?
On one of our Clear Channel websites.
I like it.
Well, thank you.
Very much. Very happening.
You.
Good music. And Brooke Willis is here from WHAS 11. She's in the background back there. Do you want to go on, Mike?
No.
Okay. We did our last crusade together.
You were awesome to work with. I will say that.
That was fun.
Working with Jane.
Yeah, it was fun. I have the Fred Wishy Memorial slot.
And you are a blast. You were the only one who was awake. I was still awake.
Yeah, you were. You were drinking coffee. As you are now, drinking coffee. Okay. Let's go to Doug Prophet, one of your colleagues.
Oh, no.
I think is this the right one? Doug, is that you?
Jane.
Hey, Doug.
So shame on Kathy, huh? She booked one too many interviews with Mitch McConnell.
I guess so. Yeah, it's her fault, right?
It's her fault. But, you know, Jane, I remember your first show. I was listening to it on the way to work. And the one thing that stunned me was you told a caller what an excellent call and a point they made. And I'd never heard a talk show host praise a caller so generally. Usually it's like, yeah, pal. Great job. But your enthusiasm for what the caller had said, plus it was a very smart call, and I think you were impressed by that.
Yeah.
It struck me. And I think for you, the best compliment that has been paid to you is that newspaper headline that hangs in the hallways at WHAS that says, "Who is that darn woman on the radio?"
And I'm sure they wanted to use another phrase besides "darned woman." I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, you cut through the clutter. I was... early on at Channel 11, I was anchoring the weekend news, and I left one night at about 11:30 and flipped on, and WSB in Atlanta was coming through, and it was your voice, and this was before you came to Louisville.
That's right.
And I remember hearing you then and remembering you just because of the way you talk to your callers and handle the issues, and then wham, you show up in Louisville and, you know, got to fill in for you for a while. And for your listeners who think it's an easy job to sit in the chair you're sitting in,
yeah.
Well, I had to fill in, and boy, was it a lesson.
Yeah,
it is not easy.
Not easy. I can remember in Fort Myers, Florida, where we had all of 5 listeners talking to myself for really a couple of months before people finally started to call in. And that was an education in itself.
It is. You would rather have your fingernails pulled out slowly.
That's basically what it is. Your fingernails get pulled out slowly.
My boys are 7 and 5, so they are younger. They sort of grew up listening to you too, because we'd have them in the car driving around, And when one of them got to speak, I remember one of the things they said to me was, "Dad, is Jane Norris a real person?" Because they heard you all the time. And so we're all in the Rugrats to a holiday world now, and they wanted to scream goodbye to you. Here,
Goodbye,
guys.
Bye, Jane Norris!
Thanks, Doug.
We miss you. We'll be in touch.
All right, take care, man.
Bye, Jane.
Bye-bye. All my friends. And County Judge Executive, but not for long, Rebecca Jackson. Candidate for governor. Exploratory campaign.
I liked what Doug Prophet just said.
Yeah.
He had one too many interviews with Ms. Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. Kathy's fault. Blame her.
Annie, how dare you? But Jane, I couldn't let you go, girlfriend.
Do I have an honorary something?
You have an honorary. Let me tell you. Let it be known throughout all of this region.
We hereby proclaim.
You are an honorary captain of the Belle of Louisville.
Do I get to actually drive the boat?
Well, I bet we could arrange for that.
<That's>
Might have to have a lesson
cool.
or two first. It's not quite the same as a car.
No. Rich and D. Kern let me drive their big punt. What is it? Not punt, houseboat.
Oh, yes.
And if the bell is anything like that, it's
oh,
just,
it's 10 times worse. You know, it's just they don't turn on a dime. You know,
they turn when you don't even want them to.
And especially on the river, you might have been on a lake. I don't know where their boat is.
We were on a lake.
Yes, it's a little different even on the river. Because
it's
the currents.
Bumpy, yeah.
Right, and all the debris in the water. But, you know, she's our pride and joy, as you have been. Oh. And so we wanted to come by
That's
today
cool.
and say, what's your beef Friday?
Yeah.
I'll miss laughing with
Thank
you on
you.
What's your beef Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So,
yeah, but you're running for governor.
Absolutely.
That's going to be incredible. This governor's race is just going to be something
else. Well, there are 5 Republicans in the race already.
Which is unprecedented as it is.
And I think there are probably equally as many Democrats. So we are just going to have a year and a half now of great fun.
You're going to have a bang-up time. Let me tell you
what.
I know.
And how are we going to do it without you? Do you remember I came in when I was doing this job, running for this job, I had announced it in middle of December, late December, and I was on your show like 2 weeks later. And you kept asking me all these questions, and I didn't know the answers. And you said, you don't know the answers to very many of these questions. I said, well, give me time, call me back.
True, you did.
I did come back, and I did know the answers then, or
That's
at least.
True.
Yeah.
What were you running for, county judge?
County judge, because I just
Yeah, you pulled it together then.
Yeah, well, you don't have your time to get your arms around it in the first few weeks, you know, but
you've done a great job as county judge.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, and we've had, you know, everything from the bell and how to rescue her from, you know, something fate worse than death, and lots of, you know, birds.
Are the
birds everywhere?
Are the birds gone?
Well, the birds leave every summer. They come back every winter.
So where did they go?
I don't know, but they're not on my property.
Okay. Yeah, they stay there. Wherever they go, stay there.
Just if they would just stay there. Or if somebody up there would take care of them, then I wouldn't have to.
Well, it won't be your job much longer.
No. So, wishing you well.
Thank you,
Wishing
Rebecca.
You well. You know, every time change comes, we kind of look at it with a little bit of trepidation, as people are in Jefferson County right now and saying, oh, this is a big change. But you're headed for a big change, and it sounds like, and I don't know the details any more than anybody else, but it sounds like it's going to be fascinating
gonna be
and good,
a good
for
thing.
You. And good for you.
Thank you.
Good
thank
for you.
You. And good for you.
Well, thank you.
I look forward. We've all talked about, you know, women in non-traditional roles, and that's something that you have had to deal with. And so, you know, you'll be our second female governor, but the first Republican.
Right.
All right. So, good luck to you in your race.
And the first, like, about the third or fourth person ever elected who actually resides in Jefferson County.
Wow.
So, you know, there are many obstacles out there, but that's okay because I'm up for it. I've never been in a race I could win.
There aren't no such thing as obstacles. There are only opportunities.
Oh, well, see, that's what you have to do with every obstacle is make it an opportunity. Right. Find a way over it. Round right. it, through it.
Back with our final moments. Stay tuned. Jane Norris on 84 WHS. Thank you, Rebecca.
The markets are falling today. The Dow is down 101 points. The NASDAQ is down 36, and the S&P 500 is down 9. The Bloomberg Kentuckiana Index down 0.34. Stocks fell, sending the markets to their biggest weekly losses since the first 5 trading days after their September 11th terrorist attacks. Intel sparked a sell-off after cutting its sales forecast. Intel shares fell as much as 20% after the world's biggest computer chip maker lowered its second quarter sales forecast and said demand slid more than expected in Europe. RF Micro Devices shares fell as much as 36%
after the maker of mobile phone semiconductors reduced its fiscal first quarter earnings and revenue forecasts, citing delayed orders. Stocks were also hurt today after a government report showed that the U.S. economy added fewer jobs than expected in May. The Labor Department said payrolls rose by 41,000 last month, missing analysts' estimates of 68,000. With the 84 WHAS Bloomberg Money Report, I'm Ray McNally.
Be cool this summer. Get a window air conditioner today from H.H. Gregg.
Good morning, 1131 at News Radio 84 WHAS. I'm Chris Chandler. He's guilty. A jury has convicted Kennedy cousin Michael Skagel of beating his neighbor to death in 1975 when they were both 15 years old. This brings an end to a murder case that went unsolved for nearly three decades. Prosecutors had no direct evidence. The state's case was based instead largely on statements of people who said they'd heard Skagel confess or make other incriminating statements. Skagel's now 41. He slumped slightly as the verdict was read. He's the nephew of Robert Kennedy's widow, and he faces up to life in prison. It is over for Tom Barlow. He's finally conceded defeat to Lois Combs Weinberg in the Democratic U.S. Senate primary.
A tight win, and we in Kentucky like horse races right down to the wire. That's what this one was.
That recanvass yesterday upheld Weinberg's win by 958 votes out of 460,000 votes cast. President Bush calling on Congress to do what's right for America by approving his plan to create a cabinet-level Department of Homeland Security. Bush today warned against a turf battle over his plan to shift scores of federal agencies into the new department. The Storm Team forecast is next.
Swope Discount Auto Center, Skywatch 84, traffic on Mark Travis. We have an accident in the 1300 block of South 4th Street downtown, a non-injury accident. Also, Shelbyville Road at the Watterson, you're going to find an accident involving a motorcycle. 71 southbound at the Bugner exit, that traffic is reopened again. We had an overturned semi and the Watterson eastbound before I-64. The east end, we have a stranded motorist there. Swope Discount Auto Center, 12 dealerships, including Sam Swope BMW and Lexus of Louisville, the ultimate performance and luxury center. Nobody walks away. I'm Mark Travis in the Skywatch 84 WHAS Traffic Center.
And the WHAS Storm Team forecast, mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 80. Tonight, mostly clear, the low 60. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 86. 66 in Louisville this morning. I'm Chris Chandler, News Radio 84 at WHAS.
Oh, no. The sink is backed up. The cabinets are falling apart, and your stove is on fire. Your kitchen is a mess.
I need a miracle.
You need Equity FlexLine from Fifth Third Bank. As seen on TV, FlexLine combines a super low rate with an amazing card access breakthrough. Just flex your way to a beautiful new kitchen.
Wow!
Act now, and you'll get a 4.24% introductory APR. That adjusts the prime rate after 3 months.
That's flexcellent.
That's not all. You'll also get a fixed rate lock option and card access. Apply at any Fifth Third Banking Center. Or call 1-888-797-5353. Operator standing by.
4.24%. Thank you, Equity FlexLine. And thank you, Fifth Third Bank.
Upon qualification based on 80% LTV, rates may vary and are indexed to the prime rate on the last business day of the month in the Wall Street Journal. Maximum APR of 25% in Ohio, 24% in Kentucky, and 21% in Indiana. $50 annual fee waived for 1 year. Equal housing lender.
In March of 1999, on a cold and rainy night in London, a sunny storybook musical opened and so rocked England that not one seat has gone unsold since then. The phenomenon continued as this smash hit delighted audiences in Toronto, Los Angeles, Chicago, and San Francisco. Now your town gets the chance to say thank you for the musical that is Mamma Mia. It's ABBA's greatest hits woven into three wonderful love stories. A young girl on the eve of her wedding, her mother about to confront the past, and the best love story of all, the show on stage with the audience out front. Benny Anderson and Bjorn Alvaez's Mamma Mia. When you're dancing in the aisles, you'll know why critics from around the world are calling it absolutely fabulous. Let Mamma Mia lay all its love on you.
At the Kentucky Center, June 4th through 16th. Call 584-7777. A PNC Bank Broadway and Louisville presentation supported by WHAS 11.
Hi, this is Winona, and this song is for my mama, Naomi Judd, for giving me milk as a kid.
Mom, thanks for raising us in Ashland, Kentucky. You poured us milk, we sure were lucky. Nine vitamins and minerals showed you care. Give me strong teeth and bones to go with my red hair. When I'm on tour with my guitar, I'll stock the bus with milk, send you love from afar. Mama, raise my glass in honor of you and sing your praises for all that you do.
give your kids milk, and one day they'll thank you in their own special way, too. Got milk?
Right now, all Goodyear brand tires are on sale through June 8th. Eagles, Wranglers, Aquatreads, and Forterras, all on sale. So no matter what tire you need, Goodyear's got it, you guessed it, on sale. And if putting all tires on sale wasn't enough, now through July 13th, get up to $75 on a cash card when you purchase four selected Goodyear tires on a new or existing Goodyear card account. That's up to $75 cash. For complete details on the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Boy, can't remember the last time we all ate together.
That's why I picked up Boston Market, so we could slow down and enjoy dinner as a family.
So delicious.
Well, homestyle Boston Market food is cooked slowly to be enjoyed slowly.
Could you ask the young man next to you to pass the Boston Market mashed potatoes?
That's your son.
Get out.
See, slowing down's good.
And after dinner, I'll play Feelings on my accordion. Or I won't.
Put the family back into family dinners at Boston Market. You'll find all of your homestyle favorites like double marinated rotisserie chicken or real mashed potatoes made from scratch. Boston Market, slow down.
This portion of 84 WHAS, a service of Burdorf Interiors. For amazing prices on fine furniture, come to the Burdorf Outlet Liquidation Sale in historic Distillery Commons, going on now through Saturday from 10 to 6.
You gotta go out with a little Stevie Ray.
I think the blues would be appropriate today.
Because
everybody's got them but me.
I tell you.
And you got purple.
I got purple. I just got a message from Danger Boy, and he is flying around in his cape and tights, and he is bound to find you wherever you go and drop in on you.
Well, thank you for that and for all of your well wishes today. County Judge Executive Rebecca Jackson. Kathy, thank you for coming down today. And Brooke Willis is here. I think you're probably going to put something on the news tonight. And Gene West for coming down. All of you, Doug Prophet, everyone who's called in. And I think probably the people I want to thank the most are you for listening. You have been a wonderful audience. You have made me feel loved and appreciated. And before I start to cry, I'll say goodbye. For 84 WHAS, I'm Jane Norris.
To know before you go to work. 84 WHAS starts weekdays with Bob Sekulow and the morning team.
Could your teenager be a superhero? I'm Mark Merrill, and this is today's Family Minute. His fans know him as Spidey and the Web Slinger, but Spider-Man is teenager Peter Parker in disguise. He still has typical teenage troubles, acne, girls, and homework. What about your teenager? Are you helping him get through the teenage stuff and reach his potential? Are you staying connected to him? Are you teaching him how to make good choices about premarital sex, drinking, and drugs? Be there for your teenager and help him nurture the unique talents that make him super. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. For a free copy of today's transcript, go to familyminute.net.
This message is very simple. Better sex more often. That's right. When you try new V-Factor, don't be surprised if you have better sex more often. Based on a concept that won the Nobel Prize in Medicine, V-Factor capsules are for men who want to perform better, last longer, and heighten their sensitivity. And here's more good news. V-Factor is also specially formulated to support prostate health. V-Factor is safe, all-natural, and now available through this special radio offer without a prescription. If you want to inject passion, stamina, and virility in your sex life, try V-Factor, guaranteed to reignite the spark or your money back. Try V-Factor risk-free for 30 days and ask how you can get a complimentary bottle with your order absolutely free. Your call is confidential, and V-Factor is delivered in plain packaging to respect your privacy. Call 1-800-444-5002. That's 1-800-444-5002. Call now, 1-800-444-5002.
get into summer with style, French style. It's Lancôme's annual celebration of everything French. And it's your gift with any $25 Lancôme purchase. Now at Dillard's. You'll get six sensational beauty makers, including your choice of summer's latest shades for lips, eyes, and nails, to Finicil mascara, and more. All packed inside a cool cotton canvas tote. Plus, a freshly baked French baguette. That's French style. Your gift with a $25 Lancôme purchase. And for your purchase, may we suggest Absolu Eye. This breakthrough replenishing eye treatment intensely moisturizes, improves firmness, and brightens the eye area. Discover Absolu Eye and your gift of French style. Yours with any $25 Lancôme purchase. While supplies last, only at Dillard's.
What is Louisville's classic rock? You get it every day. Louisville's classic rock is
95.7 QMF.
Schleicher sale is back. It's back and it's bigger and better than ever.
Budget Car Sales
has acquired 50 truckloads of cars. There's executive fleet vehicles with the factory warranty. Manufacturer off-lease vehicles with the factory warranty. Bank acquired and quality trades. Everyone will be slashed. Some will go for as little as $299. Why so low? 50 truckloads. Get to Budget. Find the car you want. Be the first to sit behind the wheel. And only you will get the slash price. $10,000 cars will be slashed by $4,000, $5,000, and $6,000. Two big days, two giant locations, and 50 truckloads of cars.
This Saturday and Sunday.
Budget in Louisville and Clarksville will sell cars for $299. Slashing starts at each location at 9 a.m. on Saturday and will continue at noon in Louisville on Sunday. And it goes on all day long. Get there early. The first one behind the wheel gets the deal. Budget Car and Truck Sale is located on the corner of Shelbyville and LaGrange Road, Louisville. And in Clarksville, across from the River Falls Mall.
News Radio 84, WHAS, is your official weather station.
The leading edge of this system is almost here.
When severe weather strikes, we're ready.
This one popped up suddenly. Here's what you need to know.
Trusted and teamed together, the National Weather Service and the WHAS storm team.
Low-lying areas are starting to get some flooding.
Weather, when you need it.
Keep a portable radio handy. We may see some power outages.
At work, at home, anywhere. Turn to News Radio 84, WHAS.
Wolf Discount Auto Center, Skywatch 84, traffic on Mark Travis. We have accidents working downtown on the 4400 block of West Market. Also, Shelbyville Road at the Watterson, we have an accident involving a motorcycle, and the 1300 block of South 4th. You're going to find a non-injury accident there. Still some heavy traffic on 71 southbound in the Buckner area. This report, a service of Meyer. I'm Mark Travis in the Skywatch 84 WHAS Traffic Center.
This week at Meijer, grill out with Ballpark Franks. Each 12.8 to 16-ounce package is only 89 cents. Choose from a select variety of meats and light Franks. Limit six, please. Only at Meijer.
When you hear Paul Harvey, you're listening to 84 WHAS, Louisville.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. When I discover anything as really special as this new breath remedy, I want everybody I know and care about to have the same experience. My mouth is, it hadn't tasted like this since I used to pluck and chew watercress from a hillside spring. On the shelf at your Walgreens store and a lot of other fine retailers is a plastic container with a label. What I want you to look for says Breath Remedy. Breath Remedy. You're going to buy some. You're going to take it home, and between tooth brushings, you're going to swish your mouth clean, clean. 95% of bad breath, you know, comes from your mouth, not your stomach. So swish for half a minute with Breath Remedy, and wow, your mouth and your breath are going to be oxygenated so happily. You're going to be so instantly, irresistibly kissable, and yet, and this is important, Breath Remedy by DenTek contains no alcohol. So it's as safe can be if there are children about. It's sugar-free also. A purely wonderful breath remedy. If your store doesn't yet have it, the manager will be happy to order it for you. Breath Remedy by DenTek. Alan Elkin of London, England, convicted art forger. I mean, his fakes have fooled some of the world's greatest art experts for years. When he got out of jail, he discovered he was a millionaire. More people wanted to buy his fakes than wanted to buy the originals. Now he has opened his own exhibition of fakes, with several sold in advance.